Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Last week, Politico published an excerpt from former Democrat National Party Chairwoman Donna Brazile from her book on the 2016 presidential election. In the excerpt, Brazile highlights an agreement between the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee that critics say heavily favored her bid for president. The South Dakota Republican Party seized on the story, discovering nearly $2.5 million that flowed from a Clinton fundraising organization through the state party and to the DNC. Joining us to talk about that transfer of money is SDPB's Lee Strubinger. He's joining us live from the Black Hills Bureau in Rapid City. Lee, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How does the Brazile revelation from last week make its way to South Dakota?
Well, the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee entered into two separate joint fundraising agreements in both 2015 and 2016. The DNC and campaigns generally enter into these agreements so that whoever wins a primary election will have a framework in place with the party for tackling the general election. Keep in mind, the DNC was heavily in debt coming into this last election, and the Clinton campaign agreed to sort of help bring them out of debt and in exchange for, you know, some decisions over communications matters. So there's a lot of talk on the national level about that 2015 joint fundraising agreement, which came about before even Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley were really talked about or had even announced their campaigns. Here in the state, conservatives are pointing to that joint fundraising agreement from 2016 that the state Dems entered into with the Clinton camp and the DNC. So according to South Dakota Democratic officials, the state party entered into these JFAs with both the Clinton campaign and the DNC in late June. Nearly $2.5 million flowed from the Hillary Victory Fund to the South Dakota Democratic Party, which then made its way to the DNC. The state Republican Party says the South Dakota Democratic Party laundered that money for the Clinton campaign.
Laundered is a strong word. So was what the state Democratic Party did illegal?
No, it was not. So these transfers were documented on the Federal Election Commission's website, and it was reported that this money flowed through the state Democratic Party in September. FEC filing designations say that, you know, all these contributions were made by permissible sources. Dan Lederman is the chair of the state Republican Party, and I asked him about that, calling this money laundering. He says what the party did was legal, but unethical.
The actions that they took were done to subvert the system so that they could get around the fundraising limits at the federal level. Not only did they do it to get around the fundraising limits, but they did it in a way where it disenfranchised the supporters of Bernie Sanders.
Lee, was Bernie Sanders still in the race at this point?
So the state party waited until after the state primary on June 7th before signing any fundraising agreement with either candidate. Sanders was still in the race at this time, but Clinton had a fairly comfortable lead and secured delegates at this point. Sam Parkinson is the executive director for the South Dakota Democratic Party, and he was also in charge of the party's finances during the 2016 campaign. And Parkinson says all the transfers of money, you know, through the party was post-primary activity.
And it's something that's happened presidential cycle after presidential cycle. It's happened on both sides. So it's not really, I think it's not a surprise to people who are involved with it, but it's just something that's not really reported all the time. And to see something like $2 million go through South Dakota for the Democratic Party is a little surprising to people.
And Parkinson said that none of the money that made its way to the DNC was from state Democratic fundraising efforts.
All right, so let's follow some of the money here. Where did this begin?
So money
when?
Sure.
It all come from?
So money from the Hillary Victory Fund started coming into state Dem coffers on September 11th of 2016, and the last transfer of funds out of the state party came around November 18 after the election. So there were two pretty large donations that came from the Hillary Victory Fund into the state party. One of them was for $600,000 on September 20th, and then another for $400,000 on October 30th. There were six transfers from the state Dems to the DNC that were above $250,000. One of those that came on October 20th was for $550,000. And so I asked Parkinson about those transfers, and he said whenever they'd receive money from the Clinton campaign, it went directly to the National Party.
We would receive a check from, we'd receive a transfer in a bank account from the Hillary camp that would then be transferred right away to the DNC.
A GOP do anything like this?
So the South Dakota Republican Party has entered into joint fundraising agreements over the years. And when I asked Lederman about those, he said those agreements looked a little different than what the Democrats did last election.
We would enter into an agreement with another entity and we would exchange lists or we would help with each other's activities. This was no activity. This was straight money being funneled through and put back in to get around the campaign limits.
I spoke with Secretary of State Chantel Krebs, who is the state watchdog on campaign finance matters as they occur in South Dakota. Her office doesn't oversee these transfers since this dealt with federal parties and campaigns. However, she says it's not uncommon for parties to distribute money like this, both in state parties and on the national level.
Lee Struwinder joined us from inside the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio at SDPB's Black Hills Bureau. You can find Lee's work every week on In the Moment right here on Tuesdays. Lee, thanks so much for this. We'll see you next week.
Yep, see ya.